This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thank you for being with us. It's Friday afternoon. It's the Friday before Christmas already. Can you believe it? I always like to have countdowns on my phone, and I'm here to tell you that we have 5 days till Christmas and 31 days till second Christmas when Donald Trump is re-inaugurated to the presidency.
It's like second breakfast for a hobbit.
It's very relatable.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm here.
I liked at the beginning of that where you went,
Second breakfast.
I mean, it's a time to slow down. Think about what we have. Second breakfast is a wonderful thing for the country. It's all metaphor. It's all metaphor.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's about Trump.
Oh.
It's not about real food.
It's like, I didn't know why we were talking about hobbits, but
no.
Maybe they're a marginalized community that I haven't focused on enough.
They might be in New Zealand. I've never been there.
Oh, my.
Zealand.
That's where they shot the Lord of the Rings.
I don't think that's where the hobbits would be, though.
Well, we don't know. I've never been there.
Yeah, they're in Middle Earth.
No.
Now would be a great time to call in and suggest how we do a better show.
Yeah. Or you like it just the way it is.
314-241. You can go outside and call the show.
I might.
9797.
This is not Ryan. This is a listener.
What's your name, listener?
Petey, the listener.
314-241-9797, 314-241-9797. Hop on one of the open lines that we have and give us a call and tell us the stories you're watching the most in the next year, and let us know what you want to hear and how you want to see us cover it here in the future. All right, let's get to Karen first. Karen, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. We appreciate you. What do you think about 2025 and what's coming up?
Thank you. I am most excited about the deportation of the illegals. I would like to know the total cost to the American taxpayer, the effect of supporting them, and then the deportation on top of that, the effect on our schools and other social services.
So you want to see that border closed and the deportation process to begin. That's what you're most interested in.
That's what I'm most interested in, but I'm also interested in the total. I'm just curious, what is the total cost? I mean, I think people should know what it cost both in the beginning when the importation started and the deportation. I mean, I don't know if people really realize what the total cost of that will amount to.
Karen, thank you for the phone call. I appreciate it. We've spent 4 years talking about the border being wide open. I mean, I will never forget Jim Carafano right after the election coming on the show and say that'll be the number one issue for people in the 2024 election. I remember hearing him say 2024 election and being like, that's forever from now.
That'll never happen.
And he was so confident that the immigration system being so broken and our border being so broken he was so confident that would be the number one issue for many, many voters that it could swing the election, and I think he was right on it. If you want to join us, 314-241-9797.
What was amazing was that he predicted that, well, he said, first of all, that this is something they're doing on purpose and that they would not fix it for that long. On purpose.
Yeah. It's pretty wild. 314-241-9797. Let's talk to Liz. Liz, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. What are you hoping for 2025, all the news that's going to be happening here shortly?
Well, I just got to tell you that I am pretty new to your show, a pretty new listener, and I really enjoy it. But I love that you all talk about your faith in Christian, being a Christian. And sometimes I feel like we're told to shut up and that we can't share that with the world because we might offend somebody else. So I am just hoping for you all to keep on talking. It encourages me to do that and take that to work and feel empowered again.
Well, that, you know, Ryan and Brad alike, we are all Christians here, and I've kind of taken the mind that we hear so much about how everybody else is identifying, and like you said, Liz, there's a lot of pressure out there, and has been for probably 15 years or so, for people like us, like, sit down, it's not your turn. And I just don't feel like saying the number one thing that defines who I am as a person, as a wife, as a mom, as a broadcaster, as anything, should be my Christian faith. Like, if this is the movement where we start publicly identifying ourselves, maybe we need to do a little bit more of that.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Liz, for the phone call. Thank you for listening. I'm glad you found our show. If you would, tell a friend about us. We would appreciate that.
Absolutely. Very entertaining.
Thank you, Liz. We appreciate that. Ryan nods with affirmation.
Well, I'm glad that, you know, all of us are Christians. We don't ever set out to do. We know topics of the day, usually news-wise, that we probably will talk about, but we don't ever have any, like, a hard plan. So when it comes up, it's...
I'm offended.
It's it's pretty natural.
It's also true.
You know, we don't... When we're talking about something and it goes into our faith, it's because that's just where it went.
Yeah.
And that seems like the most natural way to share your faith is just to be honest about it.
Also, I think my philosophy on this, and you guys can speak to your own philosophy on this, what I have done with this show, because I know that you're listening right now and you're like, Annie, I'm not a Christian. And it's like, it's not for me. Well, I get that. And I understand that. And I respect that. And I'm still glad you're here. What I've tried to do is when we're having a conversation about something, and like Ryan said, we don't pre-plan our conversations out at all. I pick topics. Brad picks cuts of relevant audio stuff. I come in and I take what he's prepared to be at my fingertips, and I roll through the thing. Ryan, you know, not because you're not doing anything, but you don't know anything about what we're going to talk about on the show other than maybe a guest or two that might be coming in.
I don't know anything about anything.
Well, this is being nice.
Yeah.
It's Christmas season.
I really am, like, pretty ignorant. by definition.
Ethan, can you clip that for me? What I've tried to do, and this is what I would encourage you, if this is something that you're thinking, like, in your life, like Liz was saying, like, it encourages her to do it more. I don't ever go, I need to do a Jesus thing today. That's not the way it happens for me. But if there's ever a story that is out there, if there's ever a little bit of a knocking in my soul to say something that has to do with my faith, I just do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking straight into your eyeballs right now as a listener, and I want you to hear what I'm saying and tell you that at this radio station, which I have worked at since February of 2009, I've been on the air since June of 2016. I've been full-time middays since April of 2018. In all of the time that I have ever had the opportunity to be behind a microphone, not a single person once ever has told me to not talk about something, to talk less about something, to talk more about something. Not a single time. And I hope if you've trusted me, if you've trusted Ryan and Brad and the rest of the 97.1 crew for this long, if you're new like Liz, or if you've been around the block with us, you know, through maybe several presidents, I hope you understand that my integrity as a broadcaster, as a friend of yours, as somebody who we spend time together every afternoon, nobody's ever going to come tell me what I can't talk about. And I am very proud to work in this organization that I'm in right now to be unfettered access to what I want to talk about. And that 100% includes my faith. Never once has anyone ever told me, Annie, you need to tone that down. Annie, we need to talk a little bit more about this. Annie, you need to support that person less. Not one single time. And if anybody out there ever suggests differently, they're selling you something. 314-241-9797. Got a couple more people on the line here. Let's go to Dave. Dave, thank you for calling the show. We appreciate you for listening. What do you think about coming up in 2025? What happens next?
Okay, Annie, and happy Christmas to you guys.
Happy
and
Christmas.
One thing I was thinking about, what could actually help me with making the show a little better for my access, is I do interact with the show quite a bit, but I deliver, you know, Monday through Friday, all day long. And it's hard for me to interact with YouTube and, you know, drive and communicate. So I listen. A lot of times I want to send a message or something. So I'll send it via Twitter, but you guys don't always. I'm actually David Winslow. I send you tweets all the time on Twitter.
Okay, yeah.
And, I wish there was a way where I could communicate easier with you guys when the show is live. I guess that's my only, the only thing I wish I could improve.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that feedback. Are you thinking like more like a text message or something like that? We do have you heard us talking about the Odyssey app, Ryan, the way people
I've actually done that a couple of times. I've called and left a message, but that's another thing. It's kind of hard to, you know, call when I'm working. So,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah, just things like that. I don't know. I don't even know if that's possible, but I just like that. I listen to the show every day and it, you know, I'd like to interact more if I could. But my question is, obviously this Georgia thing with Fannie is a mess. We all know it. It's still lingering. What? This is a state case. I hear the governor of New York can shut that down anytime she wants. Why can't the Republican governor of Georgia, who have made up with Trump now, shut it down? It's obviously time.
I think that's an interesting question, Dave. I appreciate it. I don't have the legalese, the expertise to know how to answer that one, like specifically according to the law. But I do wonder if they wanted to see justice play out because they thought that Trump would be proven in a court. I mean, there's a difference between being taken off the hook and justice being served with exonerating Trump.
Yeah, and as far as the balance of powers goes, my understanding would be that the governor couldn't just step into the judicial and say, this is done now.
I think that he could have pardoned him.
There are things he could do.
After the fact. But I don't know if he can just say, we're not going to do that court case. But I think that the Georgia system, I mean, it's a slow, sludgy process to go through. But right now, it seems as though the justice system in Georgia is working. It's just taking too long. And I mean, honestly, if you look at the losers who have colluded against Donald Trump, specifically in Fulton County, Georgia. And I mean, when I say losers, I mean, they lost big. They've lost credibility. They've been embarrassed in Fulton County, Georgia. Big time losers when it comes to this case. And I'm not even saying that metaphorically. They lost.
Yeah, they lost.
They're losers. That's the justice system part that I want to see fixed. But I think that you are going to see a lot of things in the justice system change when the people at the very top of it change. And that's going to happen in, what did I say, 31 days? Not 31 days. 31 days.
Yeah. Hmm.
One more call before we take a break. Paul, thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. We appreciate you. What are you paying attention to and Thanks. What are you looking forward to in 2025?
Thank you for taking my call, and Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I'm listening to you as I'm driving down to Florida right now.
I'm jealous. Can I go?
<I'd> sure, like to- absolutely. We'll be happy to have you join us. I'm looking forward next year to maybe seeing a segment once a week come up for what is Doge finding? You know, what is the most outrageous stuff they've come up with for us?
Okay. I think that's an interesting, to really drill into it. We'll write that down. That's a good example of something new that we couldn't have done before that, but being able to watch the specifics. We've said so many times, Paul, that there are going to be things, there's going to be line items that are cut. We're never going to feel it. We're never going to know it, but it would be interesting to see the details on how it got done.
Yeah, and we don't often see a new whole department of the government come across, especially, I think the last one was Homeland Security, but, you know, they can't really share openly what they're doing with us, you know?
Yeah, I think so. Paul, well, we appreciate you. Enjoy Florida. Very, very envious of the Florida trip right now. So have a great time and Merry Christmas to you. We appreciate you.
Merry Christmas.
Take care, Paul. You got something over there brewing?
I've been working on this.
I could tell you want to get it in.
I like the idea.
He's taken over directing the room
of a Doge segment. I think that's a great idea of keeping track of what Doge is finding, what their results are, what they're getting rid of. And I thought maybe we could play. There's something we could play like going into that every time.
The Department of Governmental Efficiency.
Is that like Dolby?
Kind of.
Are we going to get sued?
There's that one. Here's another one, you know, if you didn't like that one.
Options?
Yeah.
Doge.
Come on!
Either one, you know? Just a couple options. Yeah. Just to let them know you're serious. Anyway, thanks for the call. What was his name, Paul?
Paul.
Is that your brother? Did you just have that guy call in so that you could play these sounders?
It does kind of seem to fit a little too well, doesn't it?
Oh, it 100% does. It's just like Jamie Lissow yesterday saying Merry Christmas to everybody but you.
And then the ornament didn't have Ethan on it.
Yeah.
That was too perfect. It does sound like we're planning things, which is why we're telling you constantly.
My mother-in-law was listening yesterday, and she felt so bad for Ethan, she sent me a bag of treats for him.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Dog treats?
No, they're for Ethan, not for you.
Come on, Ryan. Ethan's people.
You know what? Before we run out of time here, I want to say thank you to Dave for that call, because I like that he led with, how do I improve as a listener? You know? I think that's where we should really be focused. Not how do we make the show better. How do you do better?
That's Dan.
Well, and Dan. And also, it makes me nervous, because look at what we're doing to these people. Seems bad. Ethan just came in the room because he heard treats, almost like a dog when he hears treats.
Heard treats for me.
Yeah. My mother-in-law said she felt sorry for you, so she sent you some treats. I have to give them to you.
Well, as I mentioned yesterday, you know, Bobo did hurt me.
He did not hurt you. He feels genuinely bad. I feel bad for even bringing it up.
Wait, when you say you keep saying treats, uh-huh. Like are these things like Rice Krispie treats?
It has nothing to do with you. I don't know why you're so curious.
Yeah, why
how does he get the treats? Why? Does he clap?
Like a seal?
Yeah. And then you throw him a treat?
This in a segment about how to do better in 2025. It's just really coming down for a crash landing at the end of the year.
Yeah, you mentioned that you'd never been told what to say. The only thing I've ever been told is to...
Shut up.
Not be so serious. Why are you so serious all the time?
Like, that's okay, never happened either.
I guess I'll joke it up a little bit.
You're lying.
The management told me I had to.
That's exactly
Steve
what
told you.
Management is not telling you that.
Yeah. You're being too serious on these broadcasts.
Yeah.
You need to tone it down, ease up, and just have a little bit of fun.
Yeah. That's why I wore a hoodie. I was, you know, I dressed too nice.
Oh, that's why. Well, just make sure that you're not wearing sweatpants.
Did you run it by Brad?
I didn't run anything by Brad.
He never does.
He's going to judge you for it.
Well,
should
here
we
go
to
we
a
are.
Break?
Yeah, we go to break now.
All right, let's go to a break. 3-1. Oh, well, I'm not going to do calls again. People are calling in. We could maybe take more phone calls at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm interested in more of what you guys have to say. So 1 o'clock hour in the first segment, we'll take a few more phone calls if you guys want to ring us and tell us what you'd like to see, what you love about the show, what you want to see. Like, just opening ourselves up to an end of the year review here. Bye, y'all. Also, if you don't want to call in or if you don't want to wait, this is an easy way to contact the show. Go to the Odyssey app. When you open the Odyssey app and you find 97.1 on the app, there's a little microphone next to the play button. Just push record and talk into your phone. We get that, and then we can play that as well at 1 o'clock. Odyssey app, 97.1, find the play button, microphone next to it, record it, and